On the line, I've got Dibs from the Creative Market. Good morning.
Kia ora there, Aaron. What a beautiful, beautiful morning.
I know. It's going to stay like this all day too, according to the forecast. I just had a quick read through before, so that'll be nice. I can't tell you about Sunday, though. I haven't actually got that far. It's going to be good. It's going to be good for Sunday, because we're here to talk about the market, which is on Sunday. Usual time, I presume?
It is, and it's the very last time that it's the usual time.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to have to do some more advertising for October's market. But anyway, for September, yeah.
Well, no, hold on. I want to know. What time is it starting in October? Just briefly, and then we'll go.
Oh, okay. 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay, because it's a summer, coming into summertime.
Summer. And also we've been finding that there are more people that walk through between 9 and 10 than most of the time, than 1 till 2.
Oh, right, okay. The people coming in for a sneaky early look.
Yeah. And if we're trying to capture those Aucklanders that are wanting to go home on a Sunday, but if at 10 o'clock it might be a little bit late for them. And also, a lot of people assume that markets start early in the morning. So it doesn't matter even on the water tower side, it's just 10 a.m. It won't matter.
We are Raglan here, people. We don't get up too early for much.
No.
So anyway, so this market, Sunday, 10 o'clock this Sunday. Yep. And what have we got happening?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm always going to be amazed on the day, you know, what it's like. So at the moment, we've got about 24 stalls. And then I think there's about six more applications that have come through. So I think they're just, because we've got a new booking system now. For new stalls, they do the application, which isn't particularly new to the market. But anyway, they do that. And then I have a little read, just check that, you know, everything's all sweet. And then I'll send them out a bookings link, hyperlink. And then they book online. And for those regular stall holders who come, you know, every month, they have a link automatically sent out if they haven't already booked and so forth.
They book online, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. All right. And you're just kind of monitoring it.
Yeah, sort of.
Cool.
I actually thought the previous system was absolutely efficient and everything like that. But anyway, the people who love computers and, you know, that sort of tech stuff think that, you know, you say, you know, the usual, save time and efficiency.
Right.
But we know that's not true.
But you've had a look and you know that, like, we've got food. Have we got, I always ask about the food. Have we got food stores?
Yeah, we've got food. We've got a couple of new food stores, but don't tell me what they sell because it's not on the application form.
Oh, okay. We'll find out. Are they, do you know who they are? Like, are they local? Or are they coming from over the hill?
No, they're coming from Hamilton.
Okay, I'm always intrigued. Nothing against people from Hamilton, you know me, but I'm always intrigued of someone starting a new food thing in Whangaroa.
We've got Mercedes, and we've got you know, who's doing those beautiful. I think it's her husband that makes them, but I just can't remember what they're called. But they're almost like they're pastries, and there's some savoury ones, and she's at the front near the Morning Glory coffee cart, and then Ace is to the other side of the Morning Glory coffee cart, who and his friend, they're doing those spring rolls.
So there's definitely food,
and then there are two more new food stalls as well.
Okay, that's good to hear that there'll be food, and you've mentioned there'll be coffee as well.
I haven't got that application in yet, but, you know, we didn't have that application in last market, and it turns out, so it's all good.
So, okay, so there is, yeah, and again, we're in Raglan. People will just turn up even if they haven't filled out the paperwork, I guess, or the digital paperwork.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I'm sure they will. And we've got Seuss. They're back in upstairs, and remember, the lift is now operating, so that's really awesome. The clay shed will be open. The lines will be in the back.
So we can use that. We can use the lift on the market day, can we?
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's only 15 steps, you know, Aaron.
I know, but I just wanted to try it out.
Oh yeah, it's very good.
But can I ask? Do you need, though? Because it's got a keypad on the door. Do you need to find someone who can put the keypad in, or will it just be operating?
That's a really good question. Yes, I think the keypad is only for initially, and then I think you just press go or something like that. Okay. Actually, that's a good question, and I'll check that out.
I tell you what, people, if you need the lift, just wander around. Ask the stall holders where Debs is, and they'll point her out to you, because you're probably the one to ask, aren't you?
Maybe, yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
I'll check it out if people do need a code. I don't think they do. And if they do, then we'll just put it on the, by the keypad for the time being.
Okay, cool. All right, so we've got that covered.
Oh, and most importantly, too, it's Colleen's last market. So she's been coming to the markets for several years. And she says, right, this is, this will be my last market.
What does she sell?
Yeah, all those lovely woolen hats and berries and capes and all of that from her yarns that she originally got from when she had sheep on her farm.
So is she the one on? You go into the theatre room and she's on the left?
Yeah, she's on the left-hand side as you go in. Yeah.
If enough people go and beg her to come back again, do you think that'll change your mind?
No. Well, I've been begging for the last year, so she's done really well. And of course. Yeah, absolutely. And I think there are some super deals as well, because she wants to be able to get rid of as much stock.
Oh, okay. All right. That's definitely worth taking note of.
Yeah, they're beautiful, beautiful garments that she makes.
Now, what else was I going to ask about? Oh, any? Can you divine from this new system new stall holders? Well, you don't know what they'll be doing, do you? Except the general category.
Well, it's sort of like there might be craft, and then that's it. There's no specifics, so I don't. Yeah, it's a little bit hard to, unless I contact them personally.
Are there some new ones though?
Yes, there are. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
and in actual fact, if
new ones. There's usually about anything between four and ten new stalls every market, actually. And sometimes they come back again, or they might only be able to come at certain times of the year. And then the kids as well. Like, I don't think the Raglan Area School kids have got a stall this time, but for the last two markets they had a food stall, and they look like they're having lots of fun.
Oh, the boys were raising money to go to the Ames Games, their soccer team over in Tauranga.
Yeah.
So, maybe they raised enough money.
I suspect they probably did.
Yeah, they had a lot of food. All right, so, we're talking to Debs about the market. Anything else you want to tell us, Debs, before we go?
No, well, it is my second to last market. I retire in... my last market next month.
In October. And we know this because you made the front page of the Chronicle.
Oh, for goodness sake, yeah. That was Janine taking that photo as well.
It's good.
It's not her fault.
It's whose fault is it?
I think I should stop drinking so much of that lovely workshop brewery beer.
Certainly at work.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's all good. The Chronicle decided it was worthy. You've been doing the job for quite a while. It was worthy of putting on the front page, so that's all good.
Yeah. I think I tried to calculate exactly how many markets. It's close to 100 markets, if not over.
Right. So you're talking like 8 years sort of thing you've been doing the job?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do a big roundup thing next time in early October.
Yeah, and you might get to interview the new coordinator.
A dual interview, yeah. All right, Debs, thank you for talking to us this morning. I'll leave you to walk your dog, and I hope you have a good morning.
Yeah, you too, Aaron.